Hello, everyone, and welcome to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host. So happy you are back. If you're new here, welcome, welcome. We are a friendly tribe here. The Boss Squad is pretty awesome. So I hope you enjoy yourself enough to subscribe and come back next week. This week, I am going to be talking about my BU method. Now, it is in par or in line with what I have going on. I actually am traveling for a business. I have some property that I had to come and take care of in North Carolina. And it is possible that I am doing this and podcasting and living my life and all these things because of my BU method. I have developed a system that allows me to be the businesswoman that I am, as well as the wife that I love to be, the mom that I love to be in the community the way I love to be, and do all of those things without losing my mind. As a matter of fact, I've had this conversation with so many people about how important it is to be able to just, when you're overwhelmed, be able to circle back, realign yourself, and just put one foot in front of the other to make things happen for yourself and to not be so stressed out and overwhelmed. And so I'm actually going to be doing a video on my BU method and going a little bit more into detail soon. So make sure you're subscribed to my YouTube channel. But today I just kind of wanted to go into why I created the method, how it's paid off for me, as well as who could benefit from it. And obviously I'm going to tell you everybody can benefit from it, but I'm just going to like share a little bit more, like the reasons why everybody could, and specifically the different people who could. So let's dive right in. Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we? So I found myself stressed out in my right before I turned 30. I was feeling a little bit like I was trying to live up to other people's expectations, and that made me feel some kind of way, because how can you, right? How can you live up to somebody else's expectations? Because people are going to want what they want. They're going to want it their way. They're going to want you to make them feel better about themselves. And it's at your expense, right? And you're the one that's trying to make everybody happy. You want everybody to be comfortable. And that's how I was feeling. I was just stressed out and overwhelmed trying to live up to everybody else's expectations. I also allowed other people to spend my time. My husband and I moved from North Carolina to Texas. And before we started having children, you know, for those Christmas and all those holidays, you know, Mother's Day, Easter, people wanted us to come home. And so we would accommodate. We would pack up our car. We would drive the 17, 18 hours. Yes, I said drive 17, 18 hours, child. Yes. And we would do that, and we would come home and we would spend time with family and friends. Then we started having children. And as we started having children, then the grandparents wanted the children to be home for certain things. And so we were allowing other people to spend our time. And they weren't doing it on purpose, but the result of it is that we were not able to fill our own cups. We were running on empty because we were trying to make everybody else happy. We were trying to be where everybody else wanted us to be. And so then it was like there was absolutely no method to our madness, and we were just in chaos, especially when we started having children. But prior to us having kids, I just remember being overwhelmed with like feelings of inadequacy, feelings of, I'm a new wife. I've moved thousands of miles away from home, and I just was, you know, I had just graduated from college, and I was just feeling all kinds of stress and overwhelm and just fear and all of the things that kind of go along with that. And so because of that, I wanted to be around people, and I felt like, especially because of the way I was brought up and just sort of the dynamics of that. I was feeling like I had to make other people happy because I didn't want anybody to be upset, especially my husband. I didn't want him to be upset. I didn't want him to like decide that I just wasn't the one. And like I came from a family of divorce. And so I was afraid of that. And so there were all kinds of things that were stressing me out and overwhelming me and trying to live up to other people's expectations. And so I didn't really consider this a method or anything at the time, obviously, but this was a process that I went through. And I tell people as I'm coaching them that a lot of their struggles in their marketing of their business is because they really haven't tapped into how they relate to their audience's problem. And my BU method really does tap into the challenge of people who are kind of tired of trying to live up to other people's expectations, trying to operate from an empty cup and trying to create some sort of order out of chaos so that their lives can be a little bit more streamlined and organized and they can feel good about the things that they're doing and what they're putting out to the world, because that in and of itself is going to make you a better leader. It's going to make you a better business owner. It's going to make you a better person. So anyway, that's kind of what I'm coming back to, this why I'm telling you my BU method story. So at the time, though, I didn't know that this was going to be developed into a methodology. But because of these three things, the idea that I was overwhelmed and stressed out, the idea that I was allowing other people to spend my time, the idea that I did not have a method to my madness, all sort of came together. And when I was 30, I was just hit by this overwhelming feeling that, you know what, Andrea, you are an adult. And as long as you can deal with the consequences of your actions, you could do whatever you want to. You can feel however you want to feel. You don't have to succumb to someone else's idea of what your life should be or someone else's idea of how you should behave. If you can deal with the consequences of the actions that you do or the things that you say, you could do whatever you want to. Right? Because who's going to deal with the consequences but you, right? So if you say the wrong thing, if you do the wrong thing, you're the one that is responsible. Nobody else is. When I came to that realization, it really did trigger something inside of me to make me do something about that and start to operate more in line with that thought that I could do whatever I wanted to as long as I could deal with the consequences of my actions. So now what does that mean? It means that the consequences of my actions. So I had to start managing what I said. So the first thing I did was I just decided that I'm not going to say anything that I can't repeat. I'm not going to talk to somebody about someone else if I am unwilling to repeat that thing to the person that I am talking about. And now at this stage in my life, I won't say anything about someone else unless I've already said it to that person. So that was one of my, like, my rules. The other one is that I'm just going to start managing my time a little bit better and just, like, there are certain things that I just don't want to do. So I'm not going to let people say or talk me into doing them because I just know that I don't like doing them. And all I'm going to do is feel bad because I'm doing them and I'm going to have a bad attitude. And then the person that asked me to do them is not going to be happy because I have a bad attitude. So I just learned certain things about myself, but there was some work involved and we'll get to that a little bit later. But I'm just trying to share with you sort of why I created this method or how it all came to be and how it all shapes out, because I had to, once I realized I could do what I wanted to, as long as I could deal with the consequences of my actions, I was able to start putting some parameters in place. And I call now within my BU method, I call these parameters my personal framework. And from that personal framework, I created what I call my personal operating system. And so all of that will be talked about on the video. But for now, I just kind of want to share with you the behind the scenes of how this BU method was created. Now, how has it paid off? Well, it has paid off in spades. Let me just tell you, because one of the things that I run into a lot when I'm working with customers, with my clients, is they have a passion for what it is they want to do, but they also have been stifled by the opinions of other people. They've been stifled by fear. They've been stifled by their inability to get out of their own way because they are procrastinating or whatever. And so for me, what happened was I gained, and a lot of that fear comes because you are afraid that what you have isn't good enough. You're afraid that people aren't going to like it. And you're just afraid of being judged. And I get that because I feel that and I felt that at the time. But the difference is once you have, you know, this BU method down, what begins to happen is you are much more confident in your abilities. And that's what happened to me. I gained way more confidence in my value and how I wanted to monetize it. And not only how I wanted to monetize it, but appropriately, like what that actually looked like. And I'll be honest with you, it took a lot of time because honestly, the truth is I tell people your passion takes a journey towards its purpose. And it's not always going to be, oh, wow, I've got this great idea and it's going to work out perfectly. You have to go through sometimes different iterations of your passion and it manifesting itself in different ways. And that is okay. But that is also where you're going to hear the naysayers and the people, and you're going to have the negative self-talk, and you're going to have limiting beliefs about yourself, and you're going to have imposter syndrome, but that's all okay. With this BU method, what happens is you gain more and more confidence about the value that you're bringing to the table, and you learn to appreciate it, and you learn to really hone in on it and build it up even more, like pad your value with knowledge, and you seek more information about the thing that you're interested in and what you're passionate about. And the more knowledge you have, the more you gain, the more confidence you have. And then you start to realize, oh, wow, I've got tons of value in this area. Even though it's intellectual, you may not have the systems and processes down yet on how you want to monetize it or how you want to share it, but you can be very confident in the value that you're bringing because you've educated yourself. So for the BU method, when I realized where my value was and I realized like what my personal framework was and that I wanted to really operate through that particular lens, I was able to start gathering data and learning more about it and getting more comfortable sharing it with people. And now I can tell you that I can start a conversation about the weather and I can parlay that into a conversation about how you can live your value, love yourself enough to be yourself and lead with intention and purpose, which is the bare bones of my BU method. I can certainly do that every single time with ease. So the payoff for me was that I had way more confidence. And I tell you, I never leave money on the table anymore because, and also I don't pick up the wrong dollars. I've recognized that there are just certain things that I am unwilling to do through my personal framework, those non-negotiables. There are certain things that I don't want your money if I have to deal with certain things. So not only do I leave money on the table because I've kind of honed in on what my value is and what I'm what that's worth, but I'm also very mindful that I don't pick up the first dollar that's placed down. I always make sure that it is in alignment with what I know I can do and that the client has sort of passed certain tests that I lay out in order to determine whether or not it's the right dollar to pick up. But this all comes from having created my personal framework and setting those personal, my personal operating system. And so now my payoff of using this BU method is that I can do these things. I communicate better. Not only is communication talking, but communication is saying words that the person you're talking to can absorb and hear and understand, but it's also about listening and knowing how you need to receive information in order for you to be productive. And my BU method definitely helped me. It was a major payoff for me in understanding that sometimes I talk too much. Sometimes I interrupt people because I feel, and it's not meant to be rude, but it's like, sometimes I feel like I have to say it before I lose the thought, but I've learned how to manage that a little bit better. Still a work in progress, but communication is about knowing yourself and how you can say words, but also listen and absorb words and being mindful of what that looks like for you. But then also having the information about the different types of communication styles and how other people receive information so that you can determine which method you need to use when you're trying to be influential or you're trying to be effective with your communication. The other thing in terms of my confidence and my value and being able to monetize it appropriately is just being more productive in the right areas. In recent podcasts, I talked about sort of the reason that I needed to pivot and some of the challenges that people face when they pivot. Well, for me, I have always been a productive person. I mean, I get compliments all the time about how much I get done and how many different things I have my, you know, going on at one time, how many plates I have spinning at one time. But what I realized recently is sometimes that's to my detriment because I can do a lot of things, but when I am trying to achieve a certain goal, I have to ask myself, am I being productive in the right areas? Do I need to 10x my efforts in different areas in order for me to achieve what it is I'm really trying to achieve? Or is this productivity just I'm getting things done, but the things that I'm getting done is not moving me forward, is not getting me where I want to be? Well, my BU method helps me to stay laser focused on what it is I'm trying to achieve and then 10x the right efforts to get me where I want to be. Also, it helps me to be much more intentional and purposeful overall. Just knowing, having the confidence to do what I want to do and how I want to do it is definitely a way to be intentional, because you're not going to allow certain activities, people, things to take you, take your attention away from the goal. And you'll be, I can say through my BU method that I'm much more mindful of the activities that are going to get me where I want to be. But in doing that, I'm also mindful of the distractions that I have, some of the triggers that can take me off base. But when that happens, I'm mindful of what I need to do to get back in alignment and get myself back balanced and centered so that I can be intentional and purposeful. So my payoff for using this BU method for myself has been amazing. And I just believe that when I tapped into this self-awareness, this self-discipline, if you will, to the degree that I created my personal framework and set up my personal operating system, it has just allowed me to thrive. And I think that it was unintentional to have this method, but I promise you, like from the time I was 30 and realized that I could do what I wanted to do as long as I could deal with the consequences of my actions, from that point on, when I look back and I think about every step that that has taken and the time that it has taken, I was able to summarize it all into this BU method. And you guys listen to this podcast get the benefit of that hindsight, because I have packaged it up so nicely into this BU method. And I promise you, it will meet you where you are every single time, and you'll be able to use it to improve whatever it is you have going on as well. Now, I just want to say, now that I've talked to you about like why I created my BU method and how it has paid off for me, I really think that this is an opportunity for you to start considering some things for yourself. Like, are you where you want to be? Do you find yourself trying to live up to other people's expectations? Do you have a lot of chaos? Do you feel like you are always underwater? Like the amount of stress and overwhelm is just too much, and you need a method to your madness? Do you feel like people are just spending your time for you? And I have said this in another podcast or a video. I think people will spend your time faster than they will spend your money. They will, if they can. And a lot of times it's not purposeful, it's not intentional or vindictive, but people will ask you to do things and they will, you know, spend your time for you. If you do not have the no capacity, people are going to spend your time and they are going to take advantage of your yes. And it's going to be for their benefit, not for yours. And so when you, if you're feeling this way, I believe my BU method is for you. I believe learning it is something that could benefit you. And so I want to just give you the opportunity and really encourage you to join the Project CEO membership, where I walk you through my BU method step by step. It's a membership and I give you information over like weekly, monthly, and I'll have some live calls where you can ask questions and things like that. My Project CEO program I launched last year, and so many people were asking me, you know, they wanted a different method to access it, to make it a little bit easier. And so we have done that. We have provided the membership now And we have sort of turned the whole program into a membership so that it's much more accessible and it's much easier for you to, absorb the information. And again, like the program, I am available on a regular basis for live calls, and it's just a really good program. And I think it's going to be beneficial. Now, before I get into who could benefit from the BU method, I just want to thank you all for listening to the podcast today. I really appreciate you. If you have not already, please subscribe. This is an independent podcast, and I do not have sponsors as of yet. And so I am doing this just as a one-woman show. And so every like, every subscription, every comment, every review is extremely helpful. So if you're listening to this and you've gotten to this part of the podcast, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Please don't walk away without subscribing. Don't walk away without leaving a comment and a review, because it is so helpful. And if you found this information to be helpful to you or beneficial, then someone else will as well. And so by you leaving a review, it shows other people that it's definitely something worth listening to and that they should listen as well. Now, let's head into who could benefit from this BU method. Well, of course, like I said at the top of the podcast, everybody can. But I want to be a little bit more specific because I know that there are people out there who have specific challenges and they don't know how to tap into the resources that can help them solve their problem. And I truly believe that my BU method will be very helpful. So this method is for people who want to tap into and leverage their potential because it allows you to live your value. Getting into this method, diving in to the way you use this method in your life is going to help you live your value, because initially it's going to help you discover what that value is. And if you think you know, it's going to help you really solidify it and shape how you want to show up in the world with it, and maybe even how you want to monetize it. It will give you some insight into that. And that from there, you will be able to sort of stretch it out and leverage it and really showcase who you are and what you want to show up as and give out to the world. It's also for people who struggle with imposter syndrome, negative self-talk, limiting beliefs, low self-esteem issues, people pleasers, or the likes, right? Or maybe it's people who want to achieve a specific goal. This is going to be paramount because if you are struggling to love yourself, if you're struggling to believe in yourself, when you tap into and understand where some of that is coming from and you tap into why you are struggling to overcome it, neuroscience. I mean, I was just having a conversation with my niece about this last night, and we were talking, she wants to be a psychologist, and I was asking her like kind of what she liked most. And I was telling her how I loved neuroscience because of the fact that it talks about your brain and why it works the way it does. And in that knowledge, you learn that your brain is really responsible for why sometimes you're struggling to overcome certain issues. We go into that with the BU method within Project CEO, because when you recognize why your brain behaves a certain way, when you understand where some of these behaviors were rooted and how they've grown and metastasized over time, it makes it easier for you to love yourself enough to be yourself, because you'll recognize that it's not all you. It's not all your fault. And there are ways to overcome it. So the BU method really does help you with this if you're struggling with some of these negativities in your life, imposter syndrome. I'm not saying that it's going to get rid of it, but what it does is it minimizes it tremendously, and it allows you to look at it for what it really is. And that helps you to get back into alignment. A lot of our imposter syndrome comes from places that did not derive in ourselves. A lot of our negative self-talk is because we have tried certain things in the past to overcome situations and it hasn't worked. So we think it's our fault. But as you walk through this BU method and you go through Project CEO, you begin to learn that this is not the case. And that knowledge, as you know, when you know better, you do better. So when you know better, it helps you to make better decisions and to balance yourself, get back into alignment when you find yourself getting off, you know, falling off the horse. And so it's for people who are struggling with that. It's also for people who are interested in scaling a business or building a team if you are in corporate, climbing the corporate ladder if you are just starting out or you want to get a certain place in your career, or if you just want to be a leader in your home and community, it's for you as well, because this BU method allows you to lead with intention and purpose. Leadership is about influence. It is about walking a walk, not just talking a talk. And when you identify what your value is, you're able to articulate what that value is. You're able to share that value with other people in a way that they can recognize. It is walked out in your life. So it becomes an example for them to follow, not just words for them to hear. You will lead much better. Because you've tapped into how you communicate, it makes it easier for you to communicate in a way that people can absorb what it is you're saying, because you know the different types of communication styles and what other people are using for their communication styles. It helps you to speak in a way that that information can be heard by them. And then you also know how to listen, because leaders need to know how to listen. And listening is going to help you be much more intentional in sharing your value to solve problems and create solutions. I mean, honestly, I know I said it at the top of the show, this BU method is for everybody, but I really here wanted to be specific about the who everybody is, because you may think that you fall into a category that this does not work for, but truly it's tapped into everyone. Whether you have a goal that you're trying to reach, you want to leverage it, and you want to kind of walk into your potential. If you are struggling with negativity in your life, learn to love yourself. If you want to be a leader, if you are a leader already, but you want to be a better leader, it helps you to lead with intention and purpose, all from an introspective place. Because guys, you can't lead other people unless you can lead yourself. You can't lead yourself if you don't even know who you are and what you need to get where it is you're trying to be, to lead yourself. You can't do it. So this BU, putting the BU in your business, whether your business is your community and your household, whether your business is your career, the climate you're making, or whether it's an actual business that you are growing, putting the BU in your business is going to make all the difference in the world in your ability to be successful in whatever project you are working on. So my BU method is, it truly is something that, though it was not intentional for me to create, it comes from a place of experience, necessity, and ultimately me being introspective and taking one epiphany moment where I realized that I was an adult and I could do what I wanted to do as long as I could deal with the consequences of my actions. It took that epiphany, and then subsequently, years later, the journey that it took me to get to this point where I'm on this podcast talking to you right now, knowing that I am no longer overwhelmed and stressed without the ability to center myself and balance myself and get back where I need to be. I no longer allow people to spend my time for me because I manage expectations and I manage my own expectations and I teach people how to treat me. I no longer have chaos or the inability to wrangle all of the cats to create a method to my madness, because I've created organization based on my personal framework and what I know I need to do and be my best. So now I can create what I call circumstances for optimal success that in turn creates the method to my madness. And so now, not only do I love myself enough to be myself, I live my value. I love myself enough to be myself, and I am leading with intention and purpose through managing my expectations and the expectations of other people, through setting appropriate boundaries, and through teaching people how to treat me. So I hope my BU method has piqued your interest enough for you to go over to my website, AndreaPatrick.com/project-CEO, to learn a little bit more about Project CEO. And I am so thrilled that some of you will, and you will join me inside the Boss Squad to learn through my Project CEO membership, and you're going to just really learn and love this BU method for yourself. I'm super excited to talk to you guys, whoever decides to join, because I know you are. And again, please leave a comment below, leave a review of the podcast, and I look forward to seeing you inside the Project CEO membership. But until next time, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the CEO Mindset. Bye, guys.
That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them. And I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the BU Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.